WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road this week. We are going to be in my homeland of Dundalk. I got some Maryland scratch-offs to give away. We're going to be at the Fountain at Drug City. We're looking forward to doing that. Our friends at Goodwill and, of course, Window Nation bringing us together. And we call them wise conversations. Sometimes they have more wisdom than others. But usually when I get together with this guy, we get at it pretty good. And this is a great cause and something that I know is very near and dear to his heart. Dennis Curtin joins us back from Wise Markets. This is the scooper that I had with me the last time Dennis and I were together. We ate a little bit of barbecue up on the hill in Smoking Dam, but we did make it through finally post-COVID, all that. I still wore a mask, but you know what you and Jamie made me do, and Hannah, is I had the Laverne and Shirley hat, yep, you know, on. I had the little beanie cap on. My hair was all put up, but nothing like eating that ice cream straight off the line, Dennis. Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's scary good. Yeah.
Well, today the day we had was malt and salt. So I had a little bit, and that's not a flavor I go toward, but it's a flavor that once I tasted it soft serve, I'm like, I got to get some more of that. But I'm into cinnamon right now. I'm into pumpkin. I'm waiting on eggnog. I had one of your managers from the Honeygo location, Nick Fisher, joined me last week out on the Crab Cake Tour. And he promised me, he's like, eggnog next week. And I'm like, where's the eggnog? I still see the pink peppermint stuff, and I'm seeing the sleigh ride with the mint. But I'm ready for eggnog. I got my scooper.
We actually make eggnog in our dairy as well. So yeah, we've got the eggnog thing down.
See, you weren't there for the tour, and I learned a little backstage secret. I got a little backstage tour in Sunbury, PA. That eggnog sort of screws up machines. It's thick. It's congealed. Yeah. It has all of this stuff that, and I've often wondered, why does eggnog only come once, and then you can't get it anymore? It's really gotten harder to find, and I'm figuring cost point, and then just how many people have an old person in their life like me with my mother that loved eggnog. Eggnog's like old fashioned. It's for old people like you and me, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a niche item. It would be holiday items or holiday items, and then the rest of the year there just isn't a lot of demand for them.
Yeah, I mean, well, they start the
most
pumpkin
of the
in like July now. You know that.
I know. I mean, Halloween candy starts appearing on shelves in August because people want them.
Well, okay, we're through Halloween here. We're into November. There are a lot of initiatives that Wise does. We talk about rounding up all the time. I mean, I've got my points. I'm saving up for my turkey and my ham later on in the month, and I'll do the math on that in a minute. But this is an important month. Paralyzed veterans. We talk about taking care of people everywhere. I have a lot of veterans in my family. My wife's with her dad right now is a Vietnam veteran. Talk a little bit about this program, because I know it's we bring you on for a reason. You're at the top of this one.
Paralyzed veterans. We have worked with them for about 5 years now, and we've raised $2 million. Those are customer donations and Wise Markets donations as well. They've been around for 76 years and for good reason. What they do is they help get specialized health care for veterans with spinal cord injuries mostly, but if a veteran comes in and asks them for help, they will help them regardless of whether it's spinal cord or not. Employment opportunities. They do advocacy on Capitol Hill and state government. They also do accessibility for homes. One of the things that I've learned along the way is that when you are a paraplegic and trying to fly, it is a really difficult, challenging experience. So they work on these kinds of things year round. They have call centers, and then they assign caseworkers to do to follow up locally. They've done it well, and that's why they've stood the test of time.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, the nation's only veteran service organization dedicated solely to helping veterans with spinal cord injuries and diseases like MS, ALS. For more than 75 years, they've supported veterans, their families, and caregivers by ensuring that they receive specialized medical care that they require. And this is, so what can we do right now that I'm not already doing? By the way, I pulled my app up, all right? Because I got put on the spot. You know, a couple months ago, Hannah, I had her on, and I didn't know my my password and I reset and I got it all together and I let points expire last year and I got shamed by Hannah for letting that happen. So what I have here is I've spent $3,991.51 here, and I currently have 227 reward points. So I'm just letting you know where I am as we go into the season, because I want to report in every week that I'm getting closer to this. But every time I go in, I round up every single time.
Yeah, so
and I know that that is a – it changes every month, right? And
it does.
It benefits different people.
Yeah, it does. In September, it was for regional food banks. In May, it's for local pet shelters. Coming up in January, it'll be the American Heart Association. But PVA, Paralyzed Veterans of America – is something that we really put our shoulders into. We're doing it for 6 weeks. I mean, that's extra long for us. And so what happens is you can round up at self checkout, and that's great. Or you can pick out a donation, $1, $3, $5, $8, and $10. Also, you can do it at a full service lane. And it may not seem like a big amount when you're rounding up to the next dollar, but I can assure you it adds up, and everything that we raise, it goes to the organization. I mean, there are no user handling fees or anything like that. And also, as I said before, we also make a donation because customers want to know, yeah, I'm giving, but are you? And the answer is yes.
Well, I love that. We have Wise Conversations around here. I want to promote the website. We're going to talk a little bit more about Wise. Dennis Curtin joining us here from Wise. We usually have fun conversations around all sorts of stuff. PVA.org. PVA.org.
Yes.
Paralyzed Veterans of America. I'm up on the website right now about Impact and Voice for Veterans and wheelchair travel support, research grant winners, all of these things going on. So please give generously. Make sure you're rounding up and doing all those right things. For you guys in Thanksgiving, I got a call from one of my, well, nothing I love more than doing, and I'm wearing my Goodwill shirt probably under here because we're promoting them as part of our Crab Cake Tour. They're a great sponsor for us, putting people to work. They reached to me. They're doing a thing. I thought it was Black Friday or Thanksgiving. It's actually Wednesday. So it's 3 weeks out. Thanksgiving's, we're getting right up on it. I'm saving for the turkey. That I put you guys together with the Goodwill folks. I'm going to be helping serving turkeys, helping serving meals. But it's an amazing thing when you can put other organizations together. And I know a lot of folks reach to you and you promote different things, but locally for Thanksgiving, I would think there's nothing more than like turkeys. And somebody reached to me and said, hey, I always hear these Wise Conversations. They sell turkeys there. Can we get a bunch of them to feed less fortunate people around Thanksgiving? And I wound up putting that together last week with you, Jamie, my crew, and Jonathan and Lisa over. And I just think, man, how many people are getting fed? And we talk so much about the importance. I mean, I've spent $4,000 on, you know, groceries, you know, thus far, just with you guys this year, that this is a season of we start to think about giving, we start to think about Thanksgiving, and we start thinking about turkeys and meals and helping people. It's a great time to donate your time and give a morning and see the world maybe through a different light.
Yeah, with food banks, I mean, in November leading up to Thanksgiving, after we finish up with Paralyzed Veterans, which ends on November 11th, Veterans Day, we'll do one last circle back and support Fight Hunger, support regional food banks, and then we will be rolling out donations in December after we tally everything up. And when you talk to regional food banks, they will tell you there is tremendous demand out there. You know, cost of living, economic dislocation. It has been a time of quiet desperation for local food pantries who've been hindered in terms of volunteers because of the pandemic. They're sorting that out now. And also just the sheer weight of the demand. And so we're a local company. We try to do things local and give back. People are in their stores 2 to 3 times a week. They want to know, are you part of the community? And our answer is yes, we try to be.
All right. So I've got to ask you about this because I know you're a part of a community that's not Baltimore. I'm wearing the red of Coons here today and the red and the white of Wise and the red and the white. You got Phillies fever? Or I mean, I know some of you, I've been to Sunbury. It's like straight up the middle of Harrisburg on the way to Williamsport. You got some Steelers. You got some Phillies. You probably got some Yankees up there. My dad was from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Would love the Yankees and whatnot. I know Biden's all over the Phillies now in the Delaware Valley region. You got the West Jersey people. But, man, I think Wise Market, I think Pennsylvania, and that's – definitely a little split thing on that Steelers-Eagles thing the other day, but this is exciting, and I'm thinking there are probably little Phillies cupcakes you're selling up there somewhere in, you know, Conshohocken or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot more party platters going out the door in places where we in stores in the Delaware Valley and the Lehigh Valley and things like that. We have a bunch of Philly fans here in the office. I mean, you're a sports guy. You know that the Phillies getting to the World Series is about as improbable as it gets, yet they're playing great, and it's fun. Our ideal Super Bowl would be the Eagles versus the Steelers or the Ravens. And that way, I mean...
Well, it's not going to be the Steelers this year!
And
listen to this show in Pittsburgh. They stop. You know, I got the mayor of Hagerstown listening. It's only because she's a Commanders fan, and they're doing okay. You know, so.
Well, I mean, the big thing it's a really strange mix in Central PA. The Steelers have a tremendous fan base here in Central PA. You think that the Eagles would be dominant, and they are second. And also,
there's no such thing as two teams. There's nobody in New York that loves the Yankees and the Mets. There's nobody here that really loves the Orioles and the Nationals. Like, there's nobody who's a Ravens fan that would have anything to do with the Commanders or anything before we used to call them that, right? I mean, like, there is a very hardcore delineation. I'm from Baltimore my whole life. The only thing here that we ever adopted that I knew people that you could put a flag on your car and not get hazed was Capitals, because there was never really any hockey thing here. I mean, my father hated Abe Poland because he took the Bullets and moved them.
When the Bullets were in Baltimore, they were fabulous. They were such an entertaining, and I think of Earl Monroe every time I think of the ball.
Earl the Pearl. Yeah, you know. Well, hey, we're redoing the arena. I'm doing all these wise conversations on your behalf that I've done a lot on the arena. The CFG Bank Arena was named last week. I know the people at CFG Bank. But more than that, we've had this relic arena. You talk about, something that really can transform the city. That's happening. And things that transform the city, sports, entertainment, bringing people together, different kinds of people together. And the Phillies thing, I've never hated the Phillies. I was a Phillies fan with Pete Rose and Joe Morgan. The 83 World Series had me a little conflicted because I fell in love with the fanatic. I loved Mike Schmidt when I was a kid on the 80 World Series and all that. So the 83 World Series, I was 15 years old. I had Tyler Kepner on from the New York Times last week, who grew up in the Philadelphia suburbs and was a kid then. And I exchanged my pictures, all the pictures I took at Memorial Stadium in game one. So, I mean, I've had a little ride with this. It's been since 83 here in Baltimore. That's a really hard conceptual thing. And Dennis, my career, this is my 31st year. I've been to 43 World Series games in my life. Like, I had to do the math on that. I went to all the Phillies games in 93. I was in Toronto when Carter hit the home run. I haven't been in 19 years. Last World Series game I went to was in 03. But I haven't. So this World Series being in Philly, and I'm a Padres fan, right? So I have a Padres jersey and whatnot. I was on StubHub, maybe going up to one of those games last week. Didn't go, kind of laid low and did it. But there's a point in me where I want to go up and just, I don't want the polls to be greased. I don't want to be a part of that. But there is a part of the energy that is a beautiful thing, you know, wherever you are. And I'm sure it helps supermarkets. I thought to myself, it rained on Monday night. Ah, get me some wings. You know, we'll watch the football game, whatever. But, I mean, even with the Eagles playing the Texans in the middle of this and the rain now, what an incredible week it's been for Philadelphia. And you guys sell more of everything because of that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. One of the biggest in single days of the year selling periods, like weekends, would be Super Bowl. It's just – and again, it's arguably the biggest food day or second biggest food day, depending on how you score it, Thanksgiving or Super Bowl. And with Super Bowl, it's everything that's sort of pre-made or snacks, chilies, crock pots, things like that. And of course, the Ravens, they beat the 49ers, 2011, 2012?
Well, you see, that was an extra day because they turned the lights out. It gave you an extra half an hour to eat. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. We had a grand reopening in Baltimore that Sunday. And, I mean, I went to a couple other stores and all our associates were wearing Ravens jerseys. I mean, you could feel the energy and excitement. And then they sold a lot of bakery items, deli platters, chips, the whole
There's
nine
never a
yards.
Friday where I'm in any of your locations. And I don't really have one wise because I live in an area now
Sure.
where there's five of them 10 minutes away and I can pick one or the other. Some of the stores are a little different, that one
Oh,
has a
yeah.
beautiful bakery, one has more of a butcher. So like, I, you know, but there's never a time I walk in this time of the year. And you guys are always great. I mean, I would say the crepe paper decorations committee, no matter what season it is, you feel it from the minute you walk in, whether it's big spiders on the wall last week for Halloween
Right.
or whatnot. But there's always purple cupcakes. There's always purple,
Yeah.
purple, purple in the bakery, especially on Fridays here this time of year. And our team's good, and the Steelers aren't, and the Eagles are. And but more than that, when you go to a World Series, I mean, I'm 90 miles away, and as we sit here recording this, they've had a rain out. If someone were to offer me a ticket, I would. You know, I would make every effort to go participate in it because you just never know when it's going to happen again. To your point, it's this is very unlikely, which makes it even more fun for all
Yeah.
those people running around your office at Wise Factories, wearing the red and white and being puffed out.
Yeah, and we're really curious to see how the Eagles do. I mean, they're really on a roll. I've seen them a couple times. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, I know, I know. We'll see. We'll see how, you know, I'm
I
not
know it's a
buying into
long
them
season.
yet.
It's a long season, and December is when the really good teams emerge. So.
Right. We don't win Super Bowls in October. We're not going to, or even early November. Dennis Curtin is here. He is with Wise Markets. Anything else to let people in on? I mean, I you know, I guess this time of year, getting ready for the eggnog, buying all the pumpkin because it's about to disappear. So if you like those pumpkin cookies, get in there and make that thing happen. But on behalf of paralyzed veterans, how can people, let's, what, other than just rounding up, what else can folks do?
You can donate. You can go to pva.org and donate directly. You have the options of donating $1, $3, $5, $8, and $10. If you want to donate $100, you can do that as well. I mean, the choice is up to customers. Today, with supermarkets, it's all about giving customers choices and options to so that they can use them to better their lives and what works for them. I said that badly, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. I got my scooper out for the eggnog because it is that time of the year. So I am on full alert for all eggnog
One
items. And I think,
last thing.
sure.
If you have Wise reward points, use them. For you, 400 points is the magic number. That gets you a free Wise quality turkey. But even at 200 points, it
I'm
gets you.
227. I got 227 right now. I'm
That'll get
adding.
you serious discounts on fresh and frozen turkeys and hams. Also, you can win a tray of lasagna, Wise quality lasagna, a tofurkey, even salmon. So, I mean, the Wise Rewards, and also you can use them at Sunoco stations or Wise fuel centers to get discounts on gas. We all know that the price of gas has been going up and down, more up than down. So, I mean, we give people, regular customers, more ways to save and to economize in a time where that's become even more important.
All right, listen, some of your associates up there turn me on to some of Central PA's finest, the thing called T-Berry ice cream that I didn't. It's birch beer ice cream. It's kind of pink. It's got a little Pepto thing going on,
Yes.
but people love it.
Oh, they
And,
do.
you know, I've had the stickies. And so Wise brings in various things, lots of bakery items from Central Pennsylvania and things that you would see, the Polish kruszkis or whatever they're called, little donut-like things. So I just want to let you know, because we're not going to get together. I love having you on, but I don't think you're on the schedule before Thanksgiving. I'm going to let you in a little Thanksgiving secret from my end of town, okay?
Okay.
And this involves Wise Markets because you do stock the local Ostrowski sausage, at least you do in
Yes.
my locations, okay?
Yes.
So this is a Ostrowski's of Bank Street. I grew up on Bank Street in Dundalk, even though that's Bank Street of Highland Town. So all of my life, my parents' best friends were the Gibsons. There's a thing called Stan Stock, Stan Gibson, who is paralyzed in a chair in Ocean City. He's a dear friend of mine, he's a brother to me. They do this big event every September. He was in the music space, right?
Sure.
So his family was Polish. And my family didn't have family. So my, you know, we were a very small family. We adopted his family during the holidays, all during the 70s and the 80s. And anytime I would go to their house, he would have a giant crock pot of kielbasa and sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah.
And when I think of Thanksgiving, when I think of Christmas, certainly Christmas, we do it every, but Thanksgiving, it's one of those, oh, Thanksgiving's the same everywhere in America. We have the potatoes and the stuffing and the cranberry, just like they did with the pilgrims or whatever. And I'm thinking, East Baltimore, man, we did sauerkraut and kielbasa, and that's the way everybody did it, and that's the way we still do it. So I just want to let you in on, you know, a little bit of East Baltimore thing. I think it was brought Polish, maybe German. I don't, East row houses.
But I'd that's be okay something with that.
You're going to sell a ton of, I all your store managers, especially the old Mars folks on the east side, they all know you're going to run out of kielbasa and sauerkraut because it's on my table at Thanksgiving, and I would invite it to be on yours.
Yeah, and ham, every year we see ham sales go up because they want to have that second option. Not everybody's into turkey. I'm trying to get my sisters to get a ham. They refuse.
I don't know. People have turkey on Christmas, and I'm like, no. We just did that 3 weeks ago. I've been eating turkey sandwiches, turkey soup.
We do something else.
I love turkey, though, but I love ham, too. My wife takes the ham. This has become a tradition here. We get a ham from you with our points that's far too big. It's just two of us. We have a small family. We get the big ham anyway, and my wife chops it all up. And then we go bean soup with ham.
Oh, yeah.
We go split pea soup with ham. And we're eating that ham all year long, and it's delicious. Dennis, you're making me hungry. I appreciate you. Thanks for the tour and the company and the consideration to bring me up there and put the little Laverne and Shirley beanie on and take me through and trust me in the factory with the eggnog.
We had fun. We'll get you up there again. Thank you.
Eggnog around the corner. Tis the season. Get your rewards points and make sure you're helping our folks at PVA.org. It's Paralyzed Veterans of America. Very, very important organization. Go out and learn a little bit more about them. We call them Wise Conversations. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week in Dundalk, in my homeland. We're going to be at the Fountain at Drug City. Come on by. All my wrestling magazines, baseball cards when I was a kid, got them at Drug City. Didn't even know they had a crab cake. This Friday, we're going to be participating in honoring my English professor we lost last week, Alan Stockett. Lots of folks knew Mr. Stockett, the most beloved human, I would think, in Dundalk history, quite frankly. We're going to honor him on Friday appropriately with some Sinatra, and they do have a bar there, so it's going to be great. We're going to be at the Fountain at Drug City this week. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play, as well as our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.